If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Triple digit heat.
Hopefully it cools off soon. I don't like when it's too hot like this.
Record highs in Europe.
A lot of water. Constantly drinking.
Anger in Uvalde.
You need to clean house. You need to start from zero.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Record heat is making life uncomfortable, even dangerous, in this country and parts of Europe, too. Triple-digit temperatures are slamming the nation's midsection into the southwest, and the heat is heading east. It'll hit 106 today in Wichita, Kansas, where this woman's been trying to keep her grandkids cool.
They were doing water balloons, you do sprinklers, and finding all the kinds of water we can be cool in.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve is in Dallas, where the forecast high today is 109.
ERCOT, the operator of the Texas power grid, continues pleading with customers to reduce electricity, hoping to avoid rolling blackouts this month. Demand for electricity over the last 3 months is on track to set dozens of records.
And he is currently on a call.
Paramedics in Fort Worth say they are currently treating more than double the number of patients suffering heat-related illnesses compared to last year. What happened to you?
I got dizzy and fell down.
Do you think the heat played into you getting dizzy? It's pretty hot out.
Yeah, I'm 65 years old.
Cooling off in the fountains of Trafalgar Square. I'm Vicky Barker in London, where the hottest night ever recorded here has been followed by the hottest day. The mercury could hit 107 today. Brits have never seen anything like it.
Never, never. This is crazy.
Four train lines have been shut down. Britain's tracks weren't built for this kind of heat. And in Spain,
what's he doing?
Tourists on a train slowing through a burning landscape. Wildfires sparked by record temperatures continue to rage in Spain, France, Portugal, and Greece.
Now to Uvalde, Texas, where the triple-digit heat there has been overshadowed by the reaction to the state report identifying police failures during the school massacre in May. CBS's Lilia Luciano says a school district meeting last night was the latest chance for people to vent.
You saw the videos, and now we all know the truth.
That truth, spelled out in excruciating detail in a damning report by state lawmakers, brought an outraged community to Monday's Uvalde school district meeting.
What are you going to do to make sure I don't have to wait 77 minutes bleeding out on my classroom floor? Just like my little sister did.
Raw grief, fear, and skepticism, including among Uvalde's youngest, like Maylee Taylor.
I don't want to go to your guys' school if they don't have protection.
The superintendent outlined changes the district is making to protect students, from tightening school access points and adding more security cameras to hiring additional police officers. But many said the precautions are too little too late.
You hired trash. I lost a loved one right here.
Today's the deadline for the Secret Service to respond to a House subpoena seeking all electronic communication around the time of the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Last week, the agency admitted some texts were lost during an updating procedure. California Democrat Zoe Lofgren.
It's hard to believe that you would go forward in a transition, you do a factory reset and not back up the data. I mean, who does that?
Two former White House aides are expected to testify in a primetime hearing Thursday night. Jury selection in Steve Bannon's contempt of Congress case continues today. Overseas, Russia's Vladimir Putin is personally lobbying leaders in Iran for support for his war in Ukraine. From Kyiv, CBS's Holly Williams has more on the steep cost of war.
Ukraine's defiant resistance continues, aided by new, more powerful weapons from the U.S. and its allies. But make no mistake, this war is costing thousands of Ukrainian lives, and there's no end in sight.
This war
threatens to devolve into a grinding war of attrition.
Colonel Andy Milburn served in the Marines, doing tours of duty in Iraq and Somalia. Go. Now he's in Ukraine training frontline troops with a group of other retired US servicemen.
We have only 5 days typically to bring a guy who has never even handled a weapon to where now he is in the front line. So a lot of these guys getting killed and wounded without a chance really to do anything.
Draped in Ukraine's blue and gold flag, this soldier was buried with full military honours. The cost of Ukraine's courage is being paid in blood.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Police in Greenwood, Indiana, have now identified the gunman who shot up a shopping mall food court, killing three people. Police Chief Jim Eisen says the 20-year-old man, Jonathan Sapperman, used a semi-automatic rifle.
He had multiple magazines and over 100 rounds of ammunition on his person and in his possession.
The motive is not clear. The gunman was shot and killed by a 22-year-old man, Elisha Dickin. Police have called him a hero. The New York Times reports CIA Director William Burns has sent a warning to staffers about racism and racist symbols after what appeared to be a noose was found outside a secret facility run by the agency in Virginia. An investigation is underway. The Washington Post reports President Biden is considering declaring a national climate emergency as soon as this week that could force reductions in carbon emissions. His climate agenda stalled when it lost the support of West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin. Well, in plenty of time for holiday shopping,
I don't want to grow up on Toys R Us.
Toys R Us stores will be opening inside every Macy's department store in this country starting later on this month. It's part of a comeback that began not long after every Toys R Us store closed in a 2018 bankruptcy.
It's a late show.
Nine people linked to the CBS Late Show will not be charged by federal prosecutors. They were arrested in the U.S. Capitol complex last month while shooting interviews. At the time, Colbert joked they were guilty of first-degree puppetry. Well, a young star who just turned down a massive $440 million contract extension won Major League Baseball's Home Run Derby.
He keeps going. He's down on a knee. He's got it. Baddest flip sky high. And Juan Soto is your 2022 Home Run Derby champion.
Juan Soto, the 23-year-old Washington Nationals outfielder, outlasted Seattle's 21-year-old Julio Rodriguez on ESPN 19-18 in the final round. Tonight, the All-Star game will be played at LA's Dodger Stadium.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
In Hawaii, it was a lot more than surfs up as towering waves pounded ashore.
A historic swell on Hawaii's south shores crashed into homes and businesses, spilled across highways, and toppled tables at a wedding reception over the weekend. The bride says,
"Well, luckily we didn't lose any of our food or our wedding cake."
The National Weather Service says the large waves came from a combination of a southern swell, unusually high tides, and rising sea levels due to climate change. Lifeguards across the state conducted over 1,900 rescues on just the island of Oahu. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
A 14-year-old girl battled the waves and the dark to help her and her dad win a 33-hour sailing race on Mackinac Island, Michigan. Merritt Sellers, who began sailing at age 7, guided the sailboat during the overnight part of the race and stretched out a lead that stood up against boats with larger crews and more experienced sailors. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.